in agreement between IBM and the SUNY College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering in Albany to maintain 3,100 high-tech jobs in New York, including in the Hudson Valley, through at least 2016, was signed in June 2013. Another deal to have IBM bring 500 jobs to the Buffalo Information Technologies Innovation and Commercialization Hub, which is in the works and will be state-owned, came in September 2013. Governor Andrew Cuomo made the announcement regarding both February 24th. Fishkill Republican Assemblyman Kieran Lawler calls the timing suspect.
The only reason for that is a political calculation and frankly, to deceive the people of New York. Those deals had nothing to do with what IBM was doing in February. IBM was laying off around the country in February because that was what they were doing. These six-month and eight-month-old contracts between New York State and IBM had nothing to do with that. Cuomo announced them at that time to make it appear and to deceive the people of New York into thinking that those contracts had something to do with sparing New York layoffs, and they really didn't.
Cuomo's February 24th announcement came just days before IBM announced wide-ranging layoffs, including in Vermont. A spokesman for the governor refutes the accusation that the timing was politically calculated. In an emailed statement, he says, quote, "The job agreement was contingent on the Nano deal in Buffalo. The Buffalo agreement was signed in September, but had to be approved by IBM's board. The announcement was made when the deal was final," end quote. Lawler does not buy that explanation. He has been drafting a bill he says should be ready this week that would require New York State to publish its contracts online within 1 week of the state entering into a contract. The legislation would place the same requirement on the state's various independent authorities, economic development organizations, and public university foundations. He says he cannot think of any type of contract that should be exempt, and no contract is too small.
You know, we have our district office here locally. That's a contract between the landlord and the state of New York. Should that contract be online? You know, something kind of small like that. And we said, yeah, it probably should be. People should know who has a state contract. 99 out of 100 or 999 out of 1,000 are going to be, there's going to be nothing there. But there could be other, facts worth knowing and information worth knowing and dots you could connect by knowing that.
The Cuomo spokesman declined to comment on Lawler's upcoming legislation, saying the administration reviews legislation once it is introduced. Lawler says he's been pitching his idea to fellow lawmakers and says some are receptive but are not yet supporting the bill as it is still being drafted. Lawler says he does not see his legislation costing either time or money.
There's a thousand steps to get you to the actual execution of the contract. We're saying take one more very small, quick step in the name of transparency.
Lawler last week brought his plans for the legislation to light during Sunshine Week, a national initiative to highlight the importance of open government and freedom of information. Lawler's district includes East Fishkill, where IBM has a semiconductor plant. In June 2013, there were 697 reported layoffs combined in IBM's Poughkeepsie and East Fishkill complexes. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.